Welcome to Between Sundays, short daily reflections for carrying the week's teaching into your commute, your morning walk, and your quiet moments. Brought to you by Jellypod, where anyone can create their own podcast with AI.
It is that heavy, heavy physical sensation we all know, isn't it? That early morning moment on a Monday when you are... you're staring down an intimidating calendar. You look at a flooded inbox, or maybe just a single incredibly difficult task that you know is waiting for you. It feels like standing at the very bottom of a steep, exhausting climb before you even have your shoes tied. And you know, we often think of this as a modern affliction, this Sunday night into Monday morning dread. But it is actually a deeply ancient human experience. When we look at Psalm 121, one of the famous songs of ascents, these were the songs Hebrew pilgrims would sing on their way up to Jerusalem. They were standing at the physical base of these rugged Judean mountains. They were looking up at this steep, winding, incredibly dusty road, and they were feeling that exact same knot in the stomach. But here's the thing we so often miss. In our modern, comfortable world, we have romanticized those hills. We print Psalm 121 on posters with beautiful, misty green mountains, as if looking at the hills is this peaceful, calming nature appreciation. But historically, for an ancient traveler, the hills were not a source of peace at all. They were a place of absolute dread. When you looked up at those high ridges, you weren't thinking about a nice hike. You were thinking about the very real danger that robbers might be lying in wait. You knew you could encounter cruel people along the road. It was a terrain of narrow ravines, sudden cliffs, and dangerous wild beasts. On top of that, those hilltops were dotted with pagan shrines, the high places dedicated to Baal. They were constant physical reminders of spiritual compromise, tempting travelers to look to local gods for safety instead of the Lord. So when the pilgrim looked at the hills, they were looking directly at the source of their deepest anxiety.
And there is a real pastoral lesson in that for us today. We do the exact same thing, don't we? We get into this habit of mountain gazing at the start of a week. We fixate on the most stressful meetings, the tightest deadlines, or that one strained relationship. And we trick ourselves into thinking that our obsessive worrying, our endless forecasting of worst-case scenarios, is somehow a form of preparation. We think if we stare at the threat long enough, we can control it. But in reality, all that mountain gazing does is magnify the scale of our problems. It makes the mountain look 10 times bigger than it actually is, and it completely drains our spiritual stamina before we've even taken our first step on the path.
But there is this beautiful, dramatic shift in the text that changes everything, and it hinges on a tiny bit of grammar. You see, if you grew up reading the older King James translation, you might remember it as an assertion. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. It makes it sound like the help is actually coming from the mountains. But modern scholarship and translations like the NRSVUE show us that this first verse is actually a rhetorical question. The pilgrim looks up at those threatening peaks and asks, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? Do you hear the difference? It is an anxious look to the hills, looking for danger and threats, and realizing that the hills themselves cannot save you. The hills are where the trouble is.
And then, immediately, comes the magnificent pivot in verse 2. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Think about the sheer scale of that statement. The local ancient deities,
the ones worshipped in those hilltop shrines, were believed to only have power over specific little territories, this valley or that particular mountain. But the God of Israel, he is the creator of the entire universe. The giant, terrifying mountains you are staring at this morning, they are merely created things. They are completely small and manageable in the hands of the one who spoke those very mountains into existence. Your help doesn't come from the landscape of your problems. It comes from the maker of the landscape.
So, let's practice a very simple, very concrete exercise this week during your morning routine or your commute. I call it the horizon shift. Before you open your laptop, or before you turn the key in the ignition, I want you to take one deep breath. Name the single most intimidating mountain on your schedule today. Maybe it's a difficult conversation or a deadline you don't know how you're going to meet. And then say this out loud to yourself. My help does not come from this mountain. My help comes from the maker of this mountain. Shift your gaze past the obstacle and lock your eyes onto the Creator. Let me leave you with a quick blessing for your week ahead. Father, I pray for the person listening right now who is standing at the base of some very steep, very intimidating hills this morning. I ask that you would gently lift their gaze past the height of their worries. Quiet their heart, Lord, and anchor their attention in your constant, keeping presence. Give them a deep, unshakable confidence that as they take their first steps into this week, they do not walk alone. May they rest in the keeping power of the Maker of heaven and earth. Amen. Go in peace, my friend. Talk to you soon.